Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today as we continue our series on critical health issues in the Silver State, and we take a look at the needs of kids within our system. Scott Craigie has the rundown.
Well, we have a double-barrel group. We got Mike Pomey from the Children's Cabinet who's going to be here, and Marianne Hancock from Sunrise Hospital. It's going to be a really, really solid show.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Allison Galdon, and Anjanette Damon. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
There's an easier way inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Buntlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
This segment is brought to you by Clark & Associates Insurance Services, providing business, individuals, and seniors with health and benefit programs for 17 years. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Of the Children's Cabinet in Northern Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. One of the things that we wanted to look at as we conduct this series is in looking at the needs of kids, and especially kids who come from a poor background, perhaps maybe homeless or in families in dire circumstances. And we know that the emergency room is the worst place to take them in terms of the cost to our society. What kind of services are available in Northern Nevada to be able to help these kind of kids, and in some ways maybe even preventative care?
What we do at the Children's Cabinet is we provide case management. So when we get those kids that are runaway and homeless youth, which we do, we case manage them to the effect that we ask if there's any physical health issues, and then we address them. We have limited funds, but we use some federal pass-through. The first mainstay is, of course, Medicaid, and you try and get your kids eligible if they are for Medicaid as a funding stream. There's a concept called a medical home where you would have one doctor track you throughout if you had Medicaid, if you had Nevada Checkup, or if you had access to health care through Sherry Rice's program. And so those are the three main ways that we try and get our kids eligible for coverage and for medical care. Many times, though, it comes down to, as you described, that they're emergent and they end up in the emergency rooms. They're not tracked by a doctor. and whatever medications they take can usually be dispensed and then they're gone. So we have to try and manage that the best we can through the family to try and get them into a pharmacy. And there's some pharmacies now that are signing up to have a pharmaceutical medical home where they will track the medications of the kids that we have if they are back home. If they're in care, of course, we can have a nurse come on site and work with us, or have a doctor come on site to work with us with the kids.
How many kids are slipping through the net?
I talked earlier with Kathleen Sandoval, and she said about 50% of our kids. We service about 9,600 families at the Children's Cabinet. Not that many in the ILP. Independent Living Program is the most where we see our runaway and homeless youth and where we spend most of our money. But about 50% then would lack some form of care, of health care, within that population. So we as a country have a long way to go to try and fix that. The Children's Cabinet doesn't turn anybody away. We've been established since 1985, and what we do is deliver service to kids and families in Washoe County, and we find the resources that they need, and that's the beauty of the Children's Cabinet, is we just go out and we will mad dog somebody until we figure it out for the family. So.
And you've just recently expanded into a program downtown, right?
That's correct. We just yesterday signed a purchase agreement at 77 Sinclair. It's called our Family Youth Intervention Department. So those kids that are homeless will have a place to have a drop center. There will be a school on site. There will be case management services on site. So we'll be able to deliver to the downtown corridor, which has really been underserved for years in Washoe County. Of course, the core casinos don't want kids hanging out on their doorstep. So we're going to be located in a great spot for kids to land and to get great service from the Children's Cabinet through a very large donation from Dixie May to purchase the building. So we're very appreciative of her donation from the Children's Cabinet.
You know, with the economy the way it is, you know, and seeing more and more unemployment, how are you seeing this affecting your business here of trying to help these kids?
Well, if you just look in the paper, look at how many people get arrested that says unemployed now. So just as a general focal point, so that's what happens. There's no resources. The economy is drastically impacted. And so what people do is they push away service levels. So if you don't have employment, you're not going to go, if your tooth is abscessing, for instance, to the dentist until it becomes emergent. And now we have a critical issue where you have a medical issue compounded by simple dental care would have resolved the problem. We see lots of dental issues. With the meth problems that we've had in our state and in our community, what you see is what we call meth mouth. Where kids' teeth are just decayed and rotten. And we don't have a lot of medical treatment. Now, St. Mary's does have a dental van. We utilize that and at times, but there's not a lot of gratis care, especially, and there's also the medical issues that kids come up with that are just normal, that are really detrimental to them as they go down, because their physical health impacts their emotional behavioral health. And so it's a Rubik's Cube to try and figure it out. You have to get kids medically stable first, then you work on their emotional and behavioral things. You know, mental health is a big deal in our community, and it's underserved in our state. And mental health is seen throughout our community in Washoe County, especially for kids. There's not a lot of service. Drug and alcohol, we have no beds right now for residential care for drug and alcohol for kids in our community, zero. And that's a travesty when you consider that, you know, we're a 24-hour state. Alcohol is still accessible and is still the drug of choice for most kids to start with. And then they move down into marijuana and then meth and other drugs that are very harmful. Meth is the most dangerous drug that I've ever seen, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. It's destructive to kids and families.
So when you go into a new area like this, into a, you know, into a new avenue, obviously I assume that you're trying to reach out to various groups and organizations that are down there to try and connect with them, so that you're working with folks that are in that community, and now you're bringing a new resource. Right. Is that kind of the strategy that you're taking right now? Build and expand.
Build and expand is right now. We're currently located off Silverado, and so this will be our relocation in December of 2010 to the Sinclair property. And we do reach out. We're going to meet with the NAB to say this is the service level we're bringing. You know, our fastest growing minority population is Latino, and there's a fairly large Latino population off Wells Avenue that would access our services. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of gang intervention and a lot of case management with mental health through the Children's Cabinet, through our partnership with Social Services and Juvenile Services. Mm-hmm. So we are a support service to those programs, the governmental agencies who are directly impacted by the budget reduction in Washoe County. And I was part of that before. I was a former director of juvenile services until 2 weeks ago when I started the Children's Cabinet. And, you know, I cut $1.8 million from a county budget. So, and my partner at Social Services kind of picked me up a little bit and helped me through that. But the Children's Cabinet is the stopgap for service levels in our community, and provides, we are to identify the gaps in service and to address them in our community, and that's what we do.
And that's where you got to leave it. We wish you the best of luck with what you're doing.
For sure.
Sterling work. Really appreciate it. We'll take a look at Southern Nevada when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
If you've been putting off that colonoscopy, which you know you really need if you're 50 or over, please pay attention.
Virtually all colon cancers start with small growths called polyps,
which can be easily removed during your exam.
If everyone had all their colon polyps removed, including you, no one should die of colon cancer.
We literally help save thousands of lives every year.
Unpleasant? Slightly, but not as unpleasant as cancer.
When I finally came in for my second routine screening, they removed the cancerous polyp. Got it just in time.
High-tech companies demand perfect world amenities. They require clean, reliable power, state-of-the-art fiber optic communications, and clean water sources. In a perfect world, companies would have immediate access to rail and interstate freeways. There would be four-lane expressways that shorten shipping times and provide convenient commute routes for valued employees. Well, the future is now, and it's here. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I want a school where I feel like I belong.
I want to get good grades.
We want a school where we can get things done.
I can do anything Charter High School provides on-site and online classes that meet graduation requirements.
In addition to math, science, English, and social studies, I can learn dance, visual arts, and digital arts.
Let's graduate together.
At I Can Do Anything Charter High School, we teach the power of knowledge and the power of hope. Call 857-1544 or visit us online.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
This segment is brought to you by Clark & Associates Insurance Services, providing business, individuals, and seniors with health and benefit programs for 17 years. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as we continue our critical health care issues programs, we're joined by Marion Hancock, who's manager of Child and Family Services at Sunrise Children's Hospital in Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you on the program, Marion. One of the things we've dealt with on Nevada Newsmakers over the last couple of years, things like the number of homeless kids that are in certain schools in the state, or in Southern Nevada, for example. Whitney Elementary, when we interviewed the principal, had 85% homeless kids. We know that the most expensive medicine is through the emergency room. What kind of services are available for families that can't afford medical services in Southern Nevada?
Well, there are a variety of resources available to families. They have to do a little bit of work to find them. Certainly, any emergency department will see anyone for a medical emergency, but if they have access to going to clinics, whether it's a sliding scale clinic or a low-cost clinic, that may be available to them as well. It just may take some calling around to find out where those locations are.
Coordinating care is always a challenge. Right now, we're about ready to face a surge of children's health care needs with the flu epidemic. How do you coordinate when you have a surge in demand?
Well, maybe the first place would be is your child's school, finding out from a school nurse or finding out from your child's pediatrician. Contacting a hospital, speaking to a pediatric social worker may be the first place to link that parent with the essential resources to find places to get preventive care, such as a flu shot this season.
How much of a problem is this at Sunrise Children's Hospital, for example? I mean, we know that this is a huge problem. Obviously, the county hospital deals with a lot of this, but how does the private sector deal with it?
Well, currently Sunrise sees all patients. Sunrise Children's Hospital, 60% of our pediatric population is either on Medicaid or is uninsured.
And many of them are very sick. How do you get them to the specialty care, and how is that paid for?
Well, we see a high acuity of patients at Sunrise, being the only facility that does open heart surgery and has a full oncology program. So those patients are either referred to us, and if they come into the hospital, they will be met with services like pediatric social work to access the resources these families need to link them with programs such as Medicaid, the Social Security Administration to apply for SSI, perhaps, or with other healthcare organizations that can help families. For instance, if the family can use their discretionary funds towards paying for out-of-pocket medication, if they can get assistance with utilities, perhaps. These are things that hospital social worker will certainly connect the family with.
It seems that the you're doing a lot more than just helping with the medical needs.
Absolutely. When a child comes into the hospital and has either a chronic or catastrophic illness, it truly does impact the family in many ways. Think about the out-of-pocket expenses, perhaps if a child is hospitalized over weeks or months even. The impact of the family financially is great. They may have to pay more out-of-pocket just for even living expenses, whether it's gas money to and from the hospital, eating even at restaurants around the hospital or in the cafeteria. These are expenses that they perhaps weren't prepared to incur. So if we can help them with other resources such as Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation or the Children's Heart Foundation, these organizations have resources that we'll be able to connect them with to help with some of these supplemental costs.
So treating a child is also treating the family. And perhaps the idea of a medical home becomes really important. UMC becomes a medical home for very sick children, but that often means really plugging their families in to the bigger system as well.
Yes, in fact, anytime a child is diagnosed with a catastrophic illness such as cancer or a heart condition that requires surgery and then has a lifelong medical condition, they do need a medical home. And whether that's at primarily a hospital or through that child's pediatrician, so they can stay connected with all these subspecialists and all of the care, the clinics, et cetera, that this child needs to go to over the course of their life. And, you know, on into young adulthood.
What kind of funding do you think should come either from the county, from perhaps the school district, to help in these matters?
Well, absolutely, I think with preventive care, you know, making the flu shot available to as many people as possible, making it accessible. It can't be at a place where the parent can't get to, for instance, if they have trouble with transportation. Maybe bringing some of those services to the parents, whether it is at a school clinic or making those services available on major bus lines, perhaps, locations that they can get to, so that it eliminates at least that barrier.
Marion, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Marion Hancock is the manager of Child and Family Services at Sunrise Children's Hospital. Thank you for the great work you do. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used Pro Group. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call Pro Group today. Okay, spot me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
How I got my stickly.
How I got my stickly.
You want to know?
I just pointed out.
All the guy stuff.
Oh, she's so easy.
Craftsmanship, construction, how Stickly's an investment.
I hit her with heirloom furniture, timeless design, handed down to our kids, our grandkids.
He's so easy.
You know all that mushy stuff.
Men, you got to know
how to push the buttons. Bottom line, I got my stickly.
And I got my stickly.
Right.
The wrong time to think about car insurance is when you need it most. Meet Jill. Jill has AAA auto insurance. Jill knows that her AAA insurance is just as dependable as the emergency roadside service she gets from AAA. So, if you've been wondering about your insurance, call us for a quote today and find out how additional coverage options make auto insurance from AAA more affordable than ever. And with over 90 years of insurance experience, AAA has seen it all. So if Jill ever does have a claim, she knows her AAA insurance team is dedicated to getting her vehicle repaired and back on the road, just like it never happened. Call right now or visit your local AAA office for a no-obligation auto insurance quote, and you'll get this complimentary accident claim kit just for getting a quote. This kit includes a disposable camera, information checklist, a flashlight, and more. Because AAA wants you to be prepared for whatever the road brings you. Call AAA Insurance now. Get more. Get AAA.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are joined by a great power pundit panel. As always, Allison Golden is here with Planned Parenthood, Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce, and Anjanette Damon, political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Welcome to all of you. Well, it's like Brian Sandoval has been doing this lightning tour of the state, and he's not being universally welcomed. I think that would be the nicest way to say this. I mean on the Republican side.
No, you're right. I think he's certainly a game changer, like we've said here before. But he's a great general election candidate, but he's got to go through a primary first. And Chuck Muth sent out an email the other day, I think, that outlines everything that they're going to use against him.
Whether yes, I had that right.
Yeah, whether it's, he's quit this job to do this and then quit that job to do that, or it's his role in the 2003 Gwin v. Legislature debate.
His refusal to sign the No New Taxes pledge.
Exactly. His opponent Joe Heck has decided to sign that pledge now, and so it's... I think there was a quote in one of the papers today that consensus is a general election term, but Republican primary voters want to hear about principles, so it should be interesting.
Mike Montandon is not exactly taking this lying down either.
No. Well, it makes it interesting because everybody gets in the mix, and, on our side, we love a primary that makes a bloodbath. And ours went away. Ours went away, so. That works out well.
Well, and it's interesting to see that, in both of the major races, you have a Republican primary, but no Democratic primary.
That's right. That might be a little bit unusual. But I think it's kind of a reflection of where the Republican Party is now, with no real organized structure or leader of the party. It's kind of an all for nothing. But I think one interesting thing about Sandoval, he will have to do some things to work his creds with the right wing part of the party, with the primary voters, but I also think that he's got some of the establishment political talent in the state that has proven it's able to build an organization, and that's kind of what the Republican Party right now needs. So it could be interesting if he's able to do that, win over the conservative wing of the party, and also build the organization that is needed for the general election and to help the party, beyond, that could be a good thing for Republicans.
Scott.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
What's going to be critical is turnout. There's nobody exciting to vote for yet. And so turnout is going to be the really key issue here for the election cycle.
And especially in June.
Yeah.
Because the people that come out are the party faithful.
That's right.
And they are not in the middle. Over the weekend, I was talking to somebody, and they were saying that, because I was discussing the 100,000, registration advantage for the Democrats, mm-hmm. and they were saying, but you know what? That's pretty soft. I mean, they were there for Obama, but they weren't voting down ticket. What are your thoughts?
That's exactly right. And Democrats just traditionally don't turn out unless it's a blood and guts campaign somewhere on that ballot. And so turning Democrats out is always the toughest chore in any of these campaigns. And what's really interesting too, and you mentioned it just kind of in passing, but we're not going to get to have that primary until next year, and three months into that year, even more than that. So right now what's happening is like old news by the time we even get close. By the time we get through the Christmas and New Year's season, it starts anew, and it is all brand new, and it starts again, and that's before we get to the primary. I mean, this is going to be very expensive, blood and guts, and you're going to have to put yourself out there. It's going to become tiring for the voters as well. I think the voters are going to go, this is way too much.
Well, Givens-Titus was what? Givens raised up $3 million for his campaign?
I think it was twice that. He was paid about $6 million.
Oh, was it $6 million? Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously we're looking at a lot more.
Yeah, I would say maybe, 8 to $10 million for a gubernatorial race. The Senate race is going to be extremely expensive, with Harry Reid needing to spend $25 million to rehabilitate his image. Right. The Republican candidate said they're looking at maybe a $10 million race, too. So it's going to be, the TV stations will be very happy in the state for the next 2 years.
And our own program, Nevada Newsmakers, will be very happy, too. It's interesting now to see, the movements around Senator Ensign's seat. And I know we're looking out, even further now. But do you think Shelley Berkley could play in Northern Nevada?
I personally don't think so, and I may be a little biased. I don't know if Shelley Berkley plays in Northern Nevada that well. And then there's some people wondering if Sandoval will then jump to that seat in 2012. I guess she would be the Democrat front runner, I wouldn't count John Ensign out yet either. I mean, he's going to have some rehabilitation to do, but. I don't see Shelley playing up here, but that could be just me.
Well, it's just an interesting situation, to be looking that far out. Mark Amadee, he had the big announcement, but then things seem to have flattened a bit since then.
Yes. I don't know what to say to that. It's going to be interesting because up in the north, another northerner running against a northerner, assuming Gibbons goes forward, it's really going to challenge the status quo, I think. But, yeah, I don't know what he's going to do.
What do you think? Are the National Republicans going to sit on the sidelines until there's a clear leader, or do you think they're going to start putting money into a candidate?
I mean, they're going to be torn, I think. There's not like a clear tier one Republican to give money to in the primary, but they really want to get rid of Harry Reid. So they're going to have to decide what's the better strategy. And who knows, maybe any of these candidates really, at this point, want Washington, D.C. establishment support this early.
Well, and it's also interesting because all of these polling numbers that come out about Harry Reid before he's actually started the public campaign.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's got a lot of money to spend, as I said before, to rehabilitate his
image. More money than you can spend on advertising the Silver State unless we expand all the newspapers and get a lot more TV stations. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Next week, we continue our focus on critical medical issues right here in Nevada.
And we'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and...